much, Pastor Chen, for leading us in our prayer this morning. And aren't you glad you came to church today? Man, what a blessing to be with one another on this special day.
欢迎在座的每一位 今天来到这里跟我们一起崇拜 欢迎大家。
And on this special weekend, do you realize it's also Veterans Day weekend?
大家有没有意识到这周也是老兵节的长周末？
And so if you have served in our military to protect the freedoms that we have in this country, would you just stand for a moment? We want to recognize everybody in the house that has served our country. We're so grateful.
让我们现在感谢为国家服务过的老兵，谢谢你们的服务。
And this morning, as we take the tithes and offerings, I know we're going to dismiss the children as well, the children's church, all those fifth, sixth grade and below.
让我们儿童主日学的小孩子们会离开。
And I wanted the Chinese church to know especially.
那我盼望, 华人教会的弟兄姐妹知道一件事情。
That we have an offering box for your church as well.
And
so feel no obligation to give to our church. God is doing a great work in both churches. And we want them both to be supported. And so I'm going to pray real quick for the offering and call the ushers forward. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your goodness to us.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你的美好和良善。
Lord, with grateful hearts, we give back to you today.
天父，我们用感恩的心，我们愿意来回应你。
We thank you that there's always more happening than what we can see.
主啊，我们感谢你知道说，在我们看不见的地方，你也仍然在动工。
And it is evident in our service today that you are using both churches.
那我们知道说我们今天在这里聚集，你看见你在每一个教会里工作。
And we ask your blessing on the 5C Church and on Slonas as well.
那我们祈求你祝福华人教会，祝福拿撒勒人教会。
And everywhere in this city that you were lifted up.
那在每一个教会，在这个地方，你的当你的名被高举。
We pray that you would bless them with your presence.
恳求你来祝福。
And we give you praise in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你,
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, welcome to Slonas. I am so grateful that you're here today. Hey, just wanted to give you just a glance at what's coming up. Obviously, we're heading into the the Thanksgiving and the Christmas season, and you'll notice that the shoe boxes, the Christmas shoe boxes that we're doing, are due next Sunday, 1 week from today. And then just so everybody knows, on Thanksgiving Day, the office will be closed. And then when you glance towards December, notice that there are some things that you can be involved in. One of those is a Christmas choir, which will be really fun, and wanted you to know about that. There's Christmas caroling, which is different. That's one night where we'll go and Christmas carol those who can't be with us on Sunday on a normal basis. And there's all kinds of activities and things coming up during the holiday season. We hope that you'll be a part of it. Welcome to the life here at Slonas. We're so grateful you're here. Well, good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
If you were unaware, there are two churches that meet on this campus every Sunday.
若是你还没有注意到, 大家知道说每一个周天在, 我们这边都有两个教会在聚会。
And the Chinese, the Central Coast Chinese Christian Church, correct? 5C's?
华人基督教会。
Okay, close enough. Hey, they have been with us on this campus, are you aware, for over 30 years.
他们已经在我们这边聚会超过30年了，大家知道吗？
And And we think it's somewhere, as I was speaking with Bianca, we think it's between 34, 35 years they've been on our campus, and we're so grateful. Pastor Chen has been pastor of this church for the last 3 years, I believe.
那陈牧师,
4 years.
陈牧师也已经在华人教会, 牧会 超过4年。
And the mission of their church is to reach the Mandarin-speaking population in our community.
那华人教会的意向是去, 传福音到说汉语的人当中。
And what I think is so cool about this
那我觉得有很酷的一件事情
is that does that go all the way? Like cool is cool? I was speaking with Anderson Lin. And he told me, you know, roughly, you know how we had the words on the screen, both English and Mandarin?
那你知道在, 电视上我们看到有, 双语的字幕?
That it was very nice to have the English up there.
那很高兴说有英文在屏幕上。
Because in heaven, they're going to speak Mandarin, he says.
因为在到天国的时候，大家都是说汉语的。
Because it's only logical that a quarter of the people on the planet already speak Mandarin, so God obviously speaks Mandarin.
因为世界上25%的人口都讲汉语。
And I appreciate that, Anderson. It's nice to have some English involved.
所以谢谢 Anderson, 告诉我这个。
Hey, this morning we're continuing speaking on the book of Philippians.
那今天早上我们会继续查腓立比书。
And the Apostle Paul wrote this book to those in Philippi.
使徒保罗写了这封信是给那些在腓立比的信徒。
And he wrote it to new believers who were learning what it means to have life in Christ.
那他的受众呢是一些刚信主的基督徒, 为了要让他们学习什么是在基督里的新生命。
And his prayer for them would be that they would grow in their love.
那保罗的祷告为他们是说盼望他们在爱心上能够成长。
And they would have a heart of humility.
盼望他们有一颗谦卑的心。And
today he continues with some other things that need to be involved in a life in Christ.
那今天我们会看到保罗又加上一点，就是说在基督里的生命是应该是什么样的。
And so I'm going to read to you Philippians chapter 3.
那我会读腓立比书第三章。
And I'll read in English.
我会读英文。
And that it's so good to have Rachel Ma here translating. I just so appreciate her doing this.
那我会读中文。
And she will read in Mandarin. And so here's what the word of the Lord says, first in English. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. It is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, the mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcised, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet Trev taken hold of this. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
腓立比书第三章，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行割的，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神从在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。那我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那叫万有能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Paul lists a couple of things that are mandatory for a life in Christ.
那保罗在这边列举了几件事情是对于在基督里有生命的必须要有的。
And so as much as he is telling the people in Philippi, these must be included, he speaks also to our generation.
那他告诉在腓立比的信徒说，在基督里生命必须要有这些品格。
He says something that is common throughout this chapter and through his writings.
那在这一章他常提到几件事情。
He says a life in Christ would have someone who rejoices in the Lord.
他说在基督里的生命是能够靠主而有喜乐。
And so today I would ask you, how is the level of rejoicing in the Lord in your life?
那今天我就想问大家，你在主里面的喜乐有多少呢？
Sometimes we can find joy in other things or happiness in other things.
有的时候我们在别的事物上也可以找到开心或者喜乐。
But there ought to be a joy in the life of a Christian like no other.
但是基督徒生命里的喜乐是跟 别的喜乐是不一样的。
Because it's not what you have or what you achieved.
这不是关于说你得到了多少。
It's based on an unchanging God in heaven who loves you.
而是基于有一位永不改变的神，他爱你。
And so Paul points to all these things that he could take joy in.
所以保罗在这边列举了很多他本来可以引以为荣的他的喜乐。
And he says he considers them loss.
但是保罗说他现在为主将这些东西都丢弃了。
He specifically says he considers them garbage.
说他把这些事情看作粪土。
I hate to say it, he considers them dung.
就是粪土。
Both languages. You know, really dung? Why would you put that? The things that might bring us joy, that means nothing compared to Christ?
那些以前带给我们快乐的事情，现在都看作粪土。
But if we're to have joy in life, Christ must be supreme above everything else.
那若是基督成为我们的喜乐，一切一定是超过这一切之上的一种喜乐。
When I was a kid, I used to play sports.
那我是小孩的时候，我很喜欢运动。
And I used to gather up trophies.
那我有很多得了很多的奖杯。
And maybe that happened in your life, all these things and awards that you had won.
你可能也得过很多奖。
And I would put them on the mantle of our house.
那我们就在家里一个地方把这些奖杯放起来。
And I thought it was beautiful.
我非常喜欢看它们。
My mom didn't think it was beautiful.
但我妈妈并不这么认为。
And all they did was collect dust.
那这些奖杯就在那边，它就会落灰。
And I'm the youngest of six.
那我是六个兄弟姐妹中最小的那个。
And so they were special to me, but not to my five siblings.
这些奖杯对我来说意义很特别，但是我的兄弟姐妹都觉得不重要。
And so they moved from the mantle into my bedroom.
所以就从那个架子上把这些我的奖杯挪到了我的卧室里。
And as I have grown and become married,
那当我长大了以后。
They moved from the bedroom to the garage.
我从家里搬出去，所以我的奖杯就从我的卧室被搬到了车库里。
I had found out that nobody really cares about what you achieved when you were a teenager.
没有人在意你在青少年的时候得了多少奖。
And those were things that I loved.
那些事情是我曾经非常喜爱的。
But at some point, they took their proper place.
那但是逐渐的后来就好像他们不那么重要了。
And as Christians, what should be on the mantle of our hearts?
那作为一个基督徒，那你放奖杯的那个地方呢？
Is what Paul describes in chapter 3 verse 10.
是保罗在腓立比书三章十节所讲的。
When he says this, I want to know Christ.
说我愿意认识基督。
That should be the supreme desire in our lives.
愿意认识基督，这应该是我们心中最大的渴望。
And so the question to us today is that our supreme desire?
那今天的问题就是说，认识基督是不是你心中最渴望的一件事呢？
Or have the things of life somehow crept on top of it?
还是说生活里面各种各样的事情超越了你内心中这样的渴望？
One thing we know for sure.
那有一件事情我们确实的知道。
Is that you are on the top of God's list.
知道说在上帝的那个清单上面，你的名字写在最上面。
He has no desire higher than you.
他所渴望的没有任何能够比你更重要的事情。
We have scriptures to support that.
我们有经文去支持这个观点。
Where he says in 2 Peter 3:9.
在彼得后书三章第九节。
That he doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
神不愿一人沉沦，乃愿以每一个人都得救。
And in 1 Timothy 2:4,
提摩太前书二章四节，
where it clearly says that he wants all people to be saved.
神盼望每一个人都得救。
Those who speak English and those who speak Mandarin.
不论你讲中文还是讲英文。
All people.
每一个人。
He loves people.
他爱世人。
They are his greatest desire.
这个是神内心最大的一个渴望。
In Romans 5:8 it says,
在罗马书五章八节，
that he demonstrated his love for us.
神的爱就此显明了。
In this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神为我们死。
That's a God that desires you more than anything else.
那神最渴望的就是你能够得救。
Hey, I've been watching lately. I watched a video of a free diver.
我最近看一个纪录片，讲这个人跳伞。
Okay, let's a guy that will dive down in the ocean with only his breath that he takes.
那从飞机上跳下来，跳到海里面，就什么都不带。
And I've discovered that in 2016.
我是在2016年发现这个。
There was a 35-year-old guy from New Zealand.
新西兰有一个35岁的男的。
Who dove down with only the breath he took, no tanks, no oxygen tanks.
他从飞机上跳下来，没有带任何的装备，没有氧气罐，就从吸了一口气就跳下去。
And he dove down to the depth. Are you going to believe this?
你可能不会相信。
400 feet.
在400尺的高空。
And I'm thinking that's not real.
你觉得这不是真的？
How could that happen?
是怎么发生的呢？
But this guy did, and he describes it as a tough dive.
那他说他沉到海里面400尺的时候，他说是蛮难的一件事。
Apparently, there's a dive line that goes down.
那有一个潜水线在海面以下。
And he goes hand over hand all the way down on this line.
那他就会一寸一寸的往下潜。
And when he gets to the depth that he wants to be,
那到他的目标的深度的时候，
there's a tag down there that he's to grab and stick on his wetsuit to come back up.
那海里面就有一个标记深度的标签，他把那个标签撕下来贴在他自己身上，他就可以上去了。
And it proves that he was at that depth.
所以他就已经潜到那个深度了。
And so this guy goes all the way down and he grabs it at the 400-foot mark.
所以他潜到400尺的时候，他就把那个400尺的标记撕下来了。
But for some reason, he can't attach it to the Velcro on his suit.
但是却粘不到他的这个潜水衣上。
And so he tries to carry it in his hand to the surface.
所以他就拿在他的手里面往上潜。
And after a while, you lose the mobility of your fingers, apparently.
那在海里待的时间太长了，手指就不那么灵活了。
And so he tried to slap it on his suit again.
所以他就尝试把这个标签贴在他的潜水衣上。
And this time it worked.
那这次成功了。
And he was able to make it to the surface with the proof that he'd been at 400 feet.
所以他上去的时候，他就有这个证明说他潜到400尺了。
And they said that as he's trying to surface at the last few moments.
那当他快要到水面的时候呢？
And he's on the verge of blacking out.
那他已经快要晕过去了。
That he made it to the top and he had set a world record.
那他如果若是能够浮上水面的话，他就已经破了世界的记录。
That's nothing to be treasured for me.
对我来说，这个奖励不重要。
That's a nightmare.
那是一个噩梦。
And I was surprised to read that this was his 16th world record.
所以当我读到的时候，我很震惊，说这是第十六个世界纪录。
What is wrong with this man?
那所以这个人到底有什么问题？
To put himself through that dozens of times.
他能够潜到那么深的地方十六次。
Just so that he could have the victory, the trophy, as the deepest diver free diving.
就是为了得到一个奖杯。
So what is your desire? Does it match his desire for that temporal trophy?
那所以你心里面最深的渴望是什么呢？
And sometimes I think of my Christianity, my walk.
那有的时候我会想我自己作为一个基督徒的路程。
And I could have problems much less than his.
那我的生命里所遇到的问题不如这个人他遇到的那么难。
And how, if I'm not careful, that could steal my joy.
但是有这样那样的事情，有可能会把我的喜乐偷走。
But in life, you will have times that it doesn't stick to the Velcro.
因为有的时候在生活里，就是你得到这个奖杯，没有办法粘在你的。
You will have challenges in your walk.
那你也会遇到各种各样挑战。
Don't let it steal your joy.
不要让这些东西偷走你的喜乐。
Because to have life in Christ includes rejoicing.
因为在基督里面的生命有一样很重要的就是喜乐。
And Paul uses another word. He says rejoice, but he also says persevere.
那保罗在这边除了喜乐，他还提到一个词，就是要忍耐到底。
And that means continuing on even though there's obstacles.
就是说在遇到困难的时候，你要坚持，坚持到底。
And so I was reading a little bit about what happens to your body when you go down to 400 feet.
那我又读到一篇文章，他讲当你潜到海面以下400尺的时候，你的身体会发生一些变化。
And so I'm not making this up. This is what I read.
所以这不是我编的。
And so at 30 feet, your lungs shrink to half their size.
潜到30尺的时候，人的肺就会缩小到一半的面积。
Because the air constricts.
因为没有氧气。
At 40 feet, you hit what they call the doorway to the deep.
那40尺的时候就已经达到人体的极限了。
It's when the ocean ceases its upward buoyancy pull.
那个时候海水就把你往上抬。
Which in my mind would create a problem.
会有很大的困难。
100 feet below the surface.
当潜到100尺以下的时候。
Triple the amount of pressure is pushed against your body.
那人体承受的压力是平时的三倍。
And one's heart rate begins to slow down.
那人的心跳就会慢下来。
And so it's interesting that these free divers.
所以对这些自由潜水的人呢。
And this person, this 35-year-old New Zealand in particular,
那尤其是对于这个新西兰35岁的人来说,
he said when he was at the 400-foot mark,
他说他到100尺的时候,
and he couldn't stick the thing to his suit,
他说他那个撕下来标签贴不到衣服上,
he said he was, and I quote,
他是这样说的,
I was a little concerned.
他说我有一点担心。
And I'm thinking if I'm concerned at 400 feet below the surface, there's some real danger.
那对我来说，在400尺以下已经是非常大的危险了。
But this guy persevered.
但是这个人呢，他坚持了。
And what he gained was a temporal victory.
那因为他的坚持，他得着一个暂时的一个奖励。
That was in 2016.
那个是2016年发生的事。
Now in 2022,
那在2022年的时候,
the record is held by a Russian diver who went 430 feet.
记录又被打破了，是一个俄国人，他潜到了430尺以下。
And so while his record was meaningful, it was temporal.
所以他即使破了记录，也是很短暂，就被又被别人打破了。
I remind you, our walk with the Lord is eternal.
那我要提醒各位的是，我们与耶稣同行的路却是持续到永恒的。
May God give us perseverance in the things that last.
盼望神给我们忍耐，让我们坚持去得到那个永恒的奖赏。
And so walking with the Lord includes rejoicing.
那跟随基督呢，包括靠主有的喜乐。
But it also takes perseverance.
但是也需要我们忍耐和坚持。
See, nothing worthwhile in life comes easy.
那生活中所有有价值的东西，它都不会来得很容易。
Listen how Paul describes perseverance in this chapter.
那我们看保罗在这一章是怎么描述这个忍耐。
In verses 12 through 14,
在十二到十四节
，He says this.
他这样说
：“I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.” Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what's ahead, I press on.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And so I ask you the same question that I asked myself this morning.
那所以今天早上我想问大家一个问题。
Do we really want to know Christ?
我们真的想要认识基督吗？
How much do we want to know Christ?
那你有多么的想要认识基督？
Because it'll take perseverance.
因为要认识基督，你需要有忍耐和坚持。
And so,Paul says this. He says, "One thing I do."
那保罗就说我有一件事情
which is actually two things.
其实呢是包括两个部分。
It's like two sides of the same coin.
就像一个硬币的两面。
He says, first, I forget what is behind.
那第一面是说他要我要忘记背后。
And some of us may look and say, Pastor, you don't get it. There's a lot that is behind.
有人可能会说，你知道我背后其实有很多事情。
And there are some wrongs that are behind.
也犯了很多错误。
And there's hurt that is behind.
可能受过伤害。
And yet Paul says, we have to forget what is behind.
但是保罗说我们要忘记背后。
It doesn't mean we don't acknowledge it.
不意味着说你不承认你的过去。
But it means that in our lives we must move forward.
而是说我们要继续往前走。
So Paul says, forget what is behind.
所以保罗说要忘记背后。
And then he says, straining towards what's ahead.
然后第二面是要努力面前。
So to forget what is in the past and straining towards what is ahead is all in the same thing.
所以这其实是一件事情，就是忘记背后和努力面前。
It's the one thing that each of us must do.
那我们每一个人都必须要做到这一件事情。
And some may say, well, Pastor, I don't live in the past nor in the future. I live in the present.
那也许有人会跟我说，牧师，我不生活在过去，也不生活在未来，我就活在当下。
And I would say, I agree.
那我会说我很同意啊。
But you will live in the present with the hurt from the past or with the hope of the future.
但是当你活在当下的时候，你总是记着过去所受的伤害，或者是怀着对未来的盼望。
We want to live in this moment, for today is the day that the Lord has created.
那我们活在当下，就是说，因为今天是从神而来的礼物。
But may our hope overshadow any hurt.
那盼望说我们对未来的盼望会超过我们过去所受的伤害。
Paul speaks of our citizenship. Did you catch that?
那保罗也提到说我们的公民的身份。
He says in verses 20 and 21, he says this.
那在二十到二十一节他这样讲。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power...that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
And so Paul is declaring to people who choose to live in Christ.
所以保罗在这里向所有在基督里的人宣告
that our citizenship is not here.
那我们不是地上的国民。
Our hope is in what is coming.
那我们的盼望是在未来。
And we are citizens of heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
Who are living here on earth today.
暂且活在这个地上。
And so may God transform the way we live.
那盼望上帝能够改变转变我们生活的方式。
So that it is congruent with how it will be when we're with the Lord in heaven.
以至于我们预备好等候救主再来。
Everything I've ever read of heaven.
那当我读到所有关于天国的书里面。
Has great rejoicing.
那都有极大的喜乐。
May his rejoicing begin in our life today.
那盼望这样的喜乐从今天就在我们的生命里开始发动。
Will there be hard times?
会不会遇到困难呢？
Absolutely.
绝对会的。
But persevere.
但是要忍耐。
Because there's hope in Christ that changes our today.
因为在基督里面所有的盼望能够让我们面对今天的困难。
And may that be an earmark of our churches.
那盼望那个就像一个那个海底的四百尺的标签一样。
Where there's rejoicing and perseverance.
会有在主里面的喜乐，也要有忍耐。
Come what may. I had the opportunity to do a hike this past week.
那过去这一周我去徒步。
And we started at Ragged Point. If you've ever been up to Big Sur.
我们就在Big Sur 那边的 Ragged Point.
And you climb the mountain that's right next to the Big Sur Ragged Point Resort.
那个很陡的一个路面，我们从那开始。
And it's straight up.
就是直上直下的。
For 2 miles.
一共有2英里。
It's not a fun hike.
不是很有趣，很轻松的。
But the views at top are incredible.
但是当我们上到顶上的时候，风景非常美。
And the whole time that you're climbing and trying to catch your breath.
那但是爬上去过程中都是在大口喘气。
I remind myself of the view at top.
那我就用这个上面的风景来激励我自己。
And it's worth it.
那非常值得。
Whatever you're facing in this life.
那不论你在今生遇到什么样的困难。
No matter the difficulty that you are climbing.
那或者是你遇到的艰难险阻。
Understand you never climb alone.
那要记得你不是一个人在往上爬。
God is with you.
那神与你同在。
And even on your hike, you can find joy.
那即使是在一个很困难的徒步旅行中你也可以有喜乐。
And the view at top is worth it.
那当你爬到上面的时候，那个风景是值得的。
May God bless your walk.
那愿神祝福你们的人生。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for today.
天父，我们为今天向你感恩。
I'm so grateful for our sister church that has joined us today.
感谢你让我们的兄弟姐妹从另外一个教会可以跟我们在一起。
I'm grateful for the reminder that so much is going on that we're unaware of.
那我们知道在今天世界各地发生很多的事情。
And just as Pastor Jordan had said earlier.
那就像Pastor Jordan 之前讲的。
Man, there's so much that you are doing in our world today.
那你在世界各个地方都在工作。
And even on our campus, Lord, there's so much that you are doing to move the kingdom of God forward, and we're completely unaware sometimes.
在我们的教会，你也在天国正在向前推进，很多你在做的事情我们并没有看到。
God, we're so grateful for our common faith in Jesus.
但我们在你里面的信心，还有主耶稣基督主都是一样的。
We're so grateful to have brothers and sisters reaching out in our community.
感谢赞美你在我们的社区里面有弟兄姐妹，他们愿意传福音。
And they're reaching people whom we can't even communicate to.
那我们也有机会接触到，甚至我们不能够语言有阻碍，不能够直接对话。
And yet the kingdom of God rolls forward.
但是神的国，天国正在猛烈的向前。
And God, we're grateful.
神，我们为此向你感恩。
Lord, I pray that you would help us on our journey as we follow you.
天父，在我们跟随你的路上，主啊，求你来保守我们。
I pray that you would help us to rejoice.
保守我们在基督里有喜乐。
Not based on what we're facing or the difficulties that are there.
不是定睛去看我们所遇到的困难。
But based on the fact that you hold our hand.
是定睛去看，知道说你牵着我们。
And so, Lord, encourage us today if we're facing difficult times.
天父，愿你成为我们的鼓励。
And Lord, help us to persevere.
帮助我们能够忍耐到底。
Lord, I pray that this would be a week in our lives where you would be glorified.
盼望天父，接下来这一周，愿你的名能够得荣耀。
And I pray for the people that we will run into this week.
盼望在这一周我们要遇到的每一个人，
whether they speak English or Mandarin,
不论他们讲中文还是讲英文，
that God, you would use us, these people, to minister to the people that you put in our path.
求你使用我们成为这些人的祝福。
And we pray that people would find a life-changing relationship with Jesus.
天父，我们也盼望说人们能够遇见你，因此他们的生命被翻转。
Because of our life in Christ.
因为我们在基督里面有这样的生命。
And we ask this all in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, would you stand with me? This morning, you came in, and maybe you didn't know that we were combining churches, but would you find someone that you don't worship with every week, and would you say, man, I'm glad that you're my brother and sister in Christ?
请你找一个弟兄姐妹，就是你每周天不会见到的，然后跟他们问好。
God bless you. You are dismissed.
神祝福大家。